Sicher im Netz. Die Polizei im Rhein-Erft-Kreis. Dein Podcast.
Hello and welcome. My name is Sarah.
My name is Hisham.
And my name is Tina.
In this podcast, we would like to talk together about cyber grooming. Cyber grooming is a targeted initiation of sexual contact with minors via the internet.
This happens everywhere on the internet, wherever children are alone. So we are messengers such as WhatsApp, Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram, or the shared function of online games.
However, these cyber groomers often do not identify themselves as adults, but pretend to be minors. They pretend that they are also a child or teenager, and that they have the same interests, the same hobbies, the same problems, or give compliments.
Or that they also like to play the same online game. Sometimes they even give away something, credits or skills, to get to the next level in the game. It is noticeable when a fellow player quickly wants to have the cell phone number to continue writing via Messenger.
They are simply trying to gain the children's trust. There are no limits to the imagination here.
Some also use artificial intelligence, manipulate their voice or appearance, and pretend to be young.
They might ask personal, unpleasant, or even very intimate questions. They might find a secret from the children and then blackmail them into publishing it if they don't send them a naked picture.
There are also cyber groomers who want to meet the child in real life in order to sexually abuse them.
Here are a few tips on how parents can protect their children from cyber groomers. Because many children have contact with strangers online. Very important, children and young people need to be educated that this exists. If you are educated, you are less likely to become a victim.
It's easy to lie on the internet, and children should always remember that it doesn't have to be the person they are pretending to be.
You should not reveal any personal information about yourself online and should not post or send photos of yourself. Parents should also set a good example here.
Of course, children should also not meet up with chat partners they don't know personally. It is best to not chat with strangers at all.
Parents must also take an interest in their children's online interests and always stay in touch. You should install age-appropriate apps together and agree on safety rules. In some games, for example, you can turn off chat functions so that no stranger can make contact in this way.
Children should be encouraged to say no.
And children should be able to confide in their parents at any time without being punished.
Because no child is blamed if they are contacted by cyber groomers.
That's right. The perpetrator must be punished. Contact the police and file a complaint, because cyber grooming is a criminal offense. Even the attempt to write to minors on the internet with the intention of abusing them is punishable.
Thank you for hearing us out. We hope that our tips helped you to save your kids from cyber groomers.
Diese Podcasts sind eine erste Orientierung zu den jeweiligen Themen. Sprechen Sie uns bei weiterem Informationsbedarf gerne an.